Put On by Cunning by Ruth Rendell, read by George Baker. Against the angels and apostles in the windows, the snow fluttered like plucked down as the rector of St. Peter's King's Markham came to the end of the second lesson. Two of his listeners turned their eyes to the pattern the snow was making and waited expectantly. The rector cleared his throat.
I publish the banns of marriage between Sheila Catherine Wexford, spinster of this parish, and Andrew Paul Thoverton, bachelor of the parish of St. John Hampstead. This is for the first time of asking. And between Manuel Camargue, widower of this parish, and Dinah Baxter Sternhold, widow of the parish of St. Mary Forby. This is the third time of asking. If any of you know cause or just impediment why these persons should not be joined together in holy matrimony, ye are to declare it.
Manuel Camargue resigned himself to the sermon. As the congregation settled itself, he looked about him. He saw only one newcomer, a beautiful fair-haired girl, whom he instantly recognized, Sheila Wexford, the actress. He and Dinah had seen her in that Somerset Maugham revival. She had been at school with Dinah. They still knew each other slightly. Her banns had been called before his, but her name hadn't registered because of the insertion of Catherine. It was odd that two people as famous as they should have had their banns called simultaneously in this country parish church. Her eye caught his, and she gave him a smile that was conspiratorial, rueful, gay, ever so slightly embarrassed, all those things expressed as only an actress of her caliber could express them. Camargue countered with a smile of his own. It was still snowing. Sheila Wexford put an umbrella up.